I've got two lads who, in a very short space of time between now and whenever it happens, will be ripping the hell out of one another. One is from Thomastown, the other is from the James Stevens Club. Richard Minogue, how are you? Welcome, and thank you for talking to us.
All right, Barry, thanks very much. I got hijacked here, I think.
You got hijacked, but you were good at hijacking, and you're standing close to Brendan. You won't be that close in a couple of months' time.
I will be all right.
Yeah. Will you be all right?
Well, yeah, we'll manage.
Let's talk greyhounds. Richard Minogue, Yonkers, you're interested in that one?
I suppose, yeah, my wife's relations have a darn lady over in America, yeah. I have to throw a few pounds on a loyalty bet.
Good crowd here, John.
Great support in Thomastown. Yeah. Great support.
They've had a great year, they've earned it.
Great year, yeah, but like hard work all through now, it'll be hard work next year. Lendees as first. Big match starting off the year. Everybody looking forward to it, but a lot of work to be done.
I suppose the village being the village, Richie, you'd kind of look at it and say, Asher, easy touch to start it, no?
Not on your life. Thomastown, a quality team. In fairness, you should be up senior a few years. I mean, that's a compliment to more than that, Nels, yeah. Now. A fine, big team, and their forwards are very big and move the ball around. Like any of the championships in Kilkenny, is hardest to get with Kilkenny than it is when you move through Leinster. And like Thomastown, no disrespect to them, they had it fairly easy now, but congratulations to them on winning the All-Ireland. It's a great achievement.
So it's great for the county as well, isn't it, for Kilkenny to win All-Ireland. Any championship in Kilkenny, John Brennan, is hard-earned. No matter what it is, no matter what grade it is, you win a championship in Kilkenny, you'll earn it.
You earn it. We probably earned it over a space of about 3 years.
Yeah.
And if I said you're unlucky. Maybe we just weren't good enough until now. And I think that's the way it was. I think we're a better team now, and we still have a lot of work to do this year. But like senior, playing the likes of James Stevens, Borough, all them lads, you know, these are all serious teams.
They're all serious teams, Richard Minogue, but at the end of the day, the Thomastown, I was impressed with them all the way through their championship. That young lads, a good few young lads playing that we hadn't seen that much of, but they improved with every game. And if I was their opponents, it would be worrying.
Yeah, look, I am involved with under-19s and under-21s in the village the last couple of years. And what I saw them come at Thomastown. Yeah. 2 years ago, we were lucky enough to beat them. I think Thomastown were short a couple on the same night, yeah. under-19. And last year, they beat us in the under-21 championship as well. And, you know, to win the under-21 championship the previous year, a huge achievement for a club that was down intermediate. And here's the thing. They have good young lads coming after them. That's the thing. They're not just winning an under-21 championship and then losing the final the next day. They still have good lads coming after them. Young Tracy and young O'Keefe and a few more of them. They were very young on that under-21 team last year. And you see Zach Bay Hammond and the Donnellys getting a chance now as well with the senior crowd. So Thomastown have quality. The thing about it is, like every club is suffering. It'd be great if they stayed around and stopped going to Australia. You know, that's a challenge for every club. Yeah. And it crosses every club's doorstep, if you like. Yeah. But, Thomastown, I tell you now, they're going to ask a lot of questions, and people are aware of them and they respect them for what they've done.